Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, we're revving up for St. Patrick's Day. It's just around the corner, and we've got all kinds of Irish medleys to start you off. So let's get right started, if you're Irish.
If you're Irish, come into the parlor, there's a welcome here for you. If your name is Timothy or Pat, so long as you come from Ireland, there's a welcome on the mat. If you come from the Mounds of Mourne or Killarney's lake so blue, we'll sing you a song and we'll make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. If you're Irish, this is the place for you. Ah, my name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we few in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and in every fancy ball. And when we play at funerals, we play the march from Saul. The drums go bang and the cymbals clang, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the bassoon while I the pipes to play. Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute, the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band. Ta-da-da-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da, ta-da-da-da, 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 ta-da-da-da-da. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Like only yesterday I left the Cove of Cork, and on a ship from Erin's Isle I landed in New York. There's ne'er a friend to greet me there, a stranger on the shore. But Irish luck was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. And now I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle. The friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There'll be some of them there on their brother. I've been so long away, but my mother will introduce them all. And this to me she'll say, she can't do your uncle like me, boy, and this is your sister Kate. Sure, she's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors, I kiss the collies all. You're welcome as a frozen maid to dear old Donegal. And I'll live content, I'll pay no rent in dear old Donegal. Hey!
Thank you. voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. Now two Irish eyes are shining, and that Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Though the Irish arms will press me with true Irish love, caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny shores he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich to help the poor, he shot James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. He fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. He fired point blank at David's hand, he fell dead at the sound. But a bullet pierced his brave young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy. Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loughgallen's banks in the valley down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters.
Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. I'd give the world if I could hear my mother sing today. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, Tooraloo-ra-lie, Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, Tooraloo-ra-lie, Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. That's an Irish lullaby.
Goodbye, Johnny dear, when you're far away. Don't forget your dear old mother far across the sea. Write a letter now and then and tell her all you can. And don't forget wherever you roam that you're an Irish man.
A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray. For you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay. And as the years grow onward, I'll settle down in life, and I'll choose a nice young Irish girl and take her to be my wife. And as the kids grow older, they'll play around my knee. I'll teach them the very same lessons that my mother taught to me. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray. For you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
How oft do my thoughts in the fancy take flight to the home of my childhood away, to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright. There I dream that those joys should decay, when my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the marsh I threw each mellow tree, where I sported and played beneath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. Where I sported and played beneath each green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. And then in the springtime of laughter and song, can I ever forget the sweet hours with the friends of my youth as we rambled along amongst the green mossy banks and wildflowers? Then too, when the evening sun sinking to rest sheds its golden light over the sea, the maid with her lover, the wild daisies rest on the banks of my own lovely lea. the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely Lee. Oh, the Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Cruz Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. Oh, the grass it is green around Ballyshane's Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff come whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Ballyshane's Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
You're L1, will you come to the waxy star? Go, it's your L1 to my L1. Sure, I haven't got a fardle. I've just been down to Montreal town to see young Kilmacardle, but he wouldn't lend me a couple of bob to go to the waxy star. Go, what'll you have? Will you have a pint?
I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of you does the door, you'll soon will be thrown out of the boozer.
Nah, nah, do the right, you'd ask a dream, right, deed, 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 Riley, she has taken to the stock. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. It's up each morning to the hawk, and she drops in for another little drop from the heart of the eldest Dicey Riley. She walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air, and then it's down the summer hill where the people stop and stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, so it's time I had another little one from the heart of the eldest Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. It's off each morning to the hop, and she drops in for another little drop by the heart of the owlest Dicey Riley. Na na, diddly right, that's good for you. Right, dee, right, do, right, da, do, do, right, dee, right, do, right, that's good for you. Right, dee, right, do, right, da. 'Twas up along by George's Street, the loving pair did view, and Mary swanked it like a queen in a skirt of navy blue. Her hat was lately turned, and her blouse was newly dyed. Sure you could not beat her amber locks down by the Liffey side.
all sport and play. We got the whip of fish and chips, and Mary softly sighed.
Hurry, John, come on, for a one and one,
down by the Liffey side.
Hurry, John, come on, for a one and one,
down by the Liffey side.
Talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. La 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 la, that's Peggy O'Neill. La 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 la, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little, she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little rose, she's my little lady, as everyone knows. And when we are married, how happy we'll be, for I'll see Rosie O'Grady, and Rosie O'Grady loves me. Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take a bloom from my wild Irish rose.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour we're getting all ready for St. Patrick's Day, and we've been revving it up with Irish medleys, and there's too many songs to really go through them all. If you check out our website and go to our MP3 page, I'll have a playlist up there, and you can check out all the tracks that we played in this half and as well as the next half. We got plenty more coming to you right here on a very special warm-up for St. Paddy's Day on Celtic Cafe Radio.
We set sail from the fair port of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. Beat an elegant craft, she was rigged for a nav, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, she stood several blasts, and they call her the Irish Rover. In the days I went courting, never tied resort to a nail house or a playhouse, or manage the house beside. I told me brother Seamus I'd be off and old and famous, and before I return again I'd roam the world wide. So goodbye, Mershing Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be fooled. As sure as my name is Carney, I'll be off to California, and instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lots of gold. Going over the Cork and Kerry mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, I then produced my rapier. Say stand and deliver, for you are about to save her. Sure ain't no more doing my dad. White ball the daddy o, white ball the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I did diddly idle dum diddly oodle idle dum diddly oodle I diddly I day. I did diddly idle dum diddly oodle idle dum diddly oodle I diddly I day. And that grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough for the rare and stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come couches all from Donegal, Sligo and Newton too. And we give them a slip and we take a sip of the rare old mountain dew. I did diddly idle dum diddly oodle idle dum diddly oodle I diddly I day. I did diddly idle dum diddly oodle idle dum diddly oodle I diddly I day. I am a little beggar man, a beggar I have been, but she's got a more than me little I have been. I know for the Liffey town to kill a loo, I know by the name of Ethel Jenny too. Of all the trades going out, your begging is the best, but when a man's tired he can sit down and rest. Beg for his living, he's nothing else to do, only slip her down the corner with the several rig or two. Says my L1 to your L1, will you come to the waxy's dargle? Says your L1 to my L1, shall I have in the heart of farting? I went down to Montotown to see young kindergarten, but he wouldn't give me a half a crown for to go to the waxy's dargle. What do you have? Will you have a fight? I'll have a fight with you, sir. And if one of you doesn't order, sure if you told out of the boozer. Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull me hair and store me comb, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a curtain, 1, 2, 3, please better tell me who is she. Fare thee well, my lovely Dinah, a thousand times adieu. For we're going away from the holy ground and the girls we all love too. We will sail the salt seas over and we'll return for sure to see again the girls we love and the holy ground once more. You're the girl I do adore, and still I live in hope to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are.
When Irish eyes are smiling, churches like a place I was born in and reared. Now it's long years ago since I left it, but return there I will if I'm spared. The friends and companions of childhood would assemble each night near a score round Dan Murphy's shop, and how often we sat on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. All the things in our hearts we cherish, contented although we were born, and the songs that were sung in the days that
I've met some folk who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But you're a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely isle up in his tree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of that great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely hear its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in his dream.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorland and the meadow and their 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things I've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Theodore and Mohan in the county Galway. One pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, had a beauty family too. My breath away, she wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint or powder, oh none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on and two round her shoulder was the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cotton gin came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet me, father, play to please him the foggy dew. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I hit the rowboat for old Donegal. Said she, goodbye, sir. She cried and kissed me, my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewel, no costly diamonds, no painted powder, oh none at all. She wore good with a red shoulder was the Galway faggot. Oh, last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind being bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. And born a vision and I followed with the will, till at last I came to anchor at the Cross on Spaxel Hill. It been the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assembled there. The young and the old, the brave and bold, their journey to fulfill at the parish church of Clooney, just a mile from Spaxel Hill. I paid a flying visit to be first and only love. She's as white as any lily and as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Oh, she's not farmer's daughter and the flower on Spaxel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, like many's the time before. The cock he crew in the morning, oh he crew both loud and shrill. Now you walk in California, many miles from Spaxel Hill. Oh, the old traveled ring, sure it was me grandmother's. She wore it a lifetime, gave it to me all through the long years. She wore it so proudly, just make where the clatter rolls down to the sea. What tales a good town, trials and a fortune, grand happy days when the whole world could sing. So away with your sorrow, it will bring luck tomorrow, picture, everyone loves it, they all clattered in. It was her gift to me, and it made me so happy. With this on my finger, my heartbeats would ring. No king on his throne could be half so happy as I am when I'm wedding the old clattered in. She knelt at her prayers and thought of her dear ones. Her soft, gentle smile, it would charm a king. On her warm hand, as she told me her story, you could see the bright glint of the old clattered in. When the angels above called me up to heaven, in the heart of the clatter, their voices will sing. Sing away with your sorrow, you'll be with us tomorrow. Be sure and bring but you your old clatter in.
Stranger on the shore, with fortune smiled upon me, and the dollars came galore. And now I'm going back again to dear old Ireland's Isle. My friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There are thousands there I never saw, I've been so long away. And my mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, Jane, and your uncle Mike, my boy, and there's your sister Kate. And that's the girl you used to kiss down by the garden gate. Kiss the cullies all, you're as welcome as the flowers and maids and dear old Donegal. La 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 la. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, here on Celtic Cafe Radio, and you've just had an earful of Irish medleys for the last hour, and we're just revving you up and getting you ready for our special celebration show next week here on Celtic Cafe. So let's wrap it up here with Patsy Watchong and The Crack Was 90.
Where I was stuck, spent the evening getting locked in the Ace of Hearts, where the hoistels were engaging. Over the footbridge down by the dock, the boat she sailed at 5 o'clock. Hurry on, lads, says Quack, I'll be forward there. We'll all be back, saying carry him if you can. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Before we reached the Alexander base, a hell
of a ding dong reading race in the bow of the ship. We had great sport as the boat she sailed out from the port, landed up in the Dublin's head, in Ireland for a vacant bed. To the German room got shown by a dazzling woman from up the road saying, "Hey, tap if it can." Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Yes, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. I wouldn't be a sailor lad sailing on the main. She gained the goodwill of his captain's good name. He came ashore one evening for to be, and that was the beginning of me else your love and me.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a growing green in the north country.
Well, I asked her for a candle to light me up to bed, and likewise for a handkerchief to tie around me head. She tended to me needs like a young maid ought to do, so then I says to her, now won't you let me with me too.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country.
Well, she jumped into bed and making no alarm, thinking a young sailor lad could do to her no harm. Well, I hugged her and I kissed her the whole night long, then she wished a short night and 7 years long.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all a-growing green in the north country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country.
That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook too.